The Eternal Wall by Raymond Z. Galloon. A scream of brakes. The splash into icy waters, a long descent into alkaline depths. It was death. But Ned Vince lived again, a million years later.
"See you in half an hour, Betty," said Ned Vince over the party telephone. "We'll be out at the Silver Basket before 10:30. Ned Vince was eager for the company of the girl he loved. That was why he was in a hurry to get to the neighboring town of Hurley, where she lived. His old car rattled and roared as he swung it recklessly around Pit Bend. There was where death tapped him on the shoulder. Another car leaped suddenly into view, its lights glaring blindingly past a high, upjutting mass of Jurassic rock at the turn of the road. Dazzled and befuddled by his own rash speed, Ned Vince had only swift young reflexes to rely on to avoid a fearful telescoping collision. He flicked his wheel smoothly to the right, but the County Highway Commission hadn't yet tarred the traffic-loosened gravel at the bend. Ned could scarcely have chosen a worse place to start sliding and spinning. His car hit the white-painted wooden rail sideways, crashed through, tumbled down a steep slope, struck a huge boulder, bounced up a little, and arced outward, falling as gracefully as a swan diver toward the inky waters of the pit 50 feet beneath. Ned Vince was still dimly conscious when that black, quiet pool geysered around him in a mighty splash. He had only a dazzling welt on his forehead and a gag of terror in his throat. Movement was slower now, as he began to sink, trapped inside his wrecked car. Nothing that he could imagine could mean doom more certainly than this. The pit was a tremendously deep pocket in the ground, spring-fed. The edges of that almost bottomless pool were caked with a rim of white, for the water, on which dead birds so often floated, was surcharged with alkali. As that heavy neutronous liquid rushed up through the openings and cracks beneath his feet, Ned Vince knew that his friends and family would never see his body again, lost beyond recovery in this abyss. The car was deeply submerged. The light had blinked out on the dash panel, leaving Ned in absolute darkness. A flood rushed in at the shattered window. He clawed at the door, trying to open it, but it was jammed in the crash-bent frame, and he couldn't fight against the force of